Mark Cerise, we're back on T.O. Day, Judgment Day. T.O. Eagles. Did the Eagles make a mistake not paying Terrell Owens? We'll get back into it in a second. Fox, and they're talking with the NFL as well, but they will have virtual fans in the stands for their games. And they showed, you know, they if you go on Twitter, you can find it. It looks, Ike, it looks real. I mean, it does. It looks pretty good. They will take, like, if it's a blowout, they'll start taking fans out of the stands so it looks realistic. As opposed to, you know, if it's a 10-1 game in the seventh inning, they're not going to have a jam-packed stands if it's the home team that's losing. Mm-hmm. So they will have virtual fans. I actually think it looks great. I saw some waves action going on. I don't know if you like the wave or not. But, yeah, I mean, it looks realistic. I think it, you know, I think it helps with the one thing about baseball is that you can see, like, with the NBA, it's weird because you're just in a small gym and you see it. There's no empty stands. But with baseball, you notice the empty stands based on just how the game is played and how the camera angles are. So this would kind of help with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You like it? It looks good enough for me. I don't know. Looks good.
Yeah, I'm just not putting a lot of stock into – I give them credit for trying. I'm not expecting any miracles, and I'm not going to get upset if
– Just give me the game.
Yeah, I don't really care about the other stuff. I know there aren't any fans there, so I'm good. Like, it doesn't do a lot for me.
Well, baseball tomorrow night right here on 94 WIP. It'll be opening day tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we will treat it as such. It'll be a Charlie Manuel Appreciation Day.
It's going to be weird that opening day is on July 22nd.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a weird year, Jack. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yes.
There's been some stuff going on. But
it's been a very weird
year. It's just weird to look at the calendar and say, all right, opening day, July 24th.
Sports is back. They're playing in gyms and Walt Disney World with no one watching. It is a little bit strange. Jack, tomorrow we'll have who on the show?
Well, we have Kevin Franzen, Buck for Three, who played for Charlie Manuel. Now it's toward the end of Charlie, so 2012,
and he's doing the game on WIP.
Obviously doing the game on WIP. And the real World Series MVP of 2008, Jason Wirth.
Jay Wirth at 4 o'clock.
J-Dubs.
Who nice.
We should have a Judgment Week topic about himself.
Don't worry. They canceled his football season. He's on the list.
Yep. Who else we getting to? Claude Giroux?
No, that'll be Bury the Axe week.
Claude Giroux is definitely on the list.
We got to bury the hatchet with J-Dub, bury the hatchet with Flyers fans, and a lot more.
Yes.
Well, there you go. All right, and we're working on some other stuff for tomorrow, too. Yes. But it will be – it's going to be an opening day show here tomorrow on the Marks and Reese show, and we'll appreciate Charlie Manuel at the same time. So you have that, so that's good. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to, and by the way, this segment brought to you by Bradford White. Let's go to blackgritty.com. Black Gritty, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm not in these streets. It's too hot outside. I'm in the house.
Smart man.
Where it's safe at, you know what I mean? I'm going to try and not be my crazy self and talk to you, because you sounded real passionate. And I do recall that the locker room was split 50-50, and I definitely know which side you were on at 50-50. Mm-hmm. As a fan, I was starving for water for so long, and T.O. was that water, a wide receiver that could just give Donovan what Donovan needed. And I don't care what anybody says. And I know T.O.'s an insane sociopath, but I wanted a 2-3-year window of him being paid with a good quarterback and being happy. Yes, when he didn't have a good quarterback and he wasn't getting paid, he wasn't happy. Then when he got paid and he didn't have a good quarterback, he wasn't happy. All I know is this man came here and lit the whole world on fire. I was singing T.O., 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 and McNabb moonwalking every single week, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then that man broke a part of his body, and I said to myself, oh, you know. But then I saw that whole family team thing. Got over the hump, got to the Super Bowl. The dude went to China or Mars or wherever, got his leg repaired by some robots, and then came out and balled in the Super Bowl. So I fully understand everything you're saying. But as a fan, during that time period, when I was diving in the snow bushes, just happy that we were going to the Super Bowl finally, pay that man and give me 2 more years of hope. Because at the end of the day, we didn't go to another Super Bowl. And that's the only Super Bowl T.O. went to, too. So, of course, that's why he always leans back on the Eagles. That's the only time he had the shot, had a broke leg, had 3,000 yards, still did my thing. But, look, as far as I'm concerned, we should just pay T.O. and hope for the best. By the end of it, when he melted down, then you ship him off, trade him somewhere. But I feel like they should have paid him, and that was a big mistake not doing it. And I fully hear what you're saying, Ike. But T.O., 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 mm-hmm. 49 points on the Cowboys? Oh. And that seemed racial to me back in the day, by the way, on the Monday night. everybody being really upset, but I'm not going to say nothing about that.
Yeah, that
was part of it, too.
Yeah, that was part of it.
Definitely, that's how that felt to me. But, I just was so happy and hyped about the team that whole year, and I know that the guy's crazy. But I just, again, you knew we had a need. When we talk about we need wide receivers now, we knew we had a need. And until I got Macklin and Deshaun, again, we went through a window. We just knew what we needed to have. We didn't have it. So he was just water when I was in the desert, brother. So I fully understand what you're saying.
No, I hear you. And listen, you're talking about a Hall of Fame wide receiver. So don't get me wrong. I get why everybody would have loved for them to have worked it out. The problem is you guys are too caught in the fan aspect of it. You want to ignore what happened factually after he got his money, as if that wouldn't have happened here. You want to tell yourselves, man, if you would have just paid him, we would have won a Super Bowl. No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. Oh, if we'd have just paid him, he would have been happy. No, he wouldn't have. But it's easy to say that without actually looking at the track record of him getting the money, of him being happy, of him getting touches, touchdowns, adulation, admiration. He had the star on his helmet. He still was unhappy. He still got let go. So you got an organization that had Jerry Rice that said, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. You had the Philadelphia Eagles starving for a wide receiver of T.O.'s caliber. Could only make it to 20 games with him.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas. Oh, Jerry Jones would have gave his left arm if he could find Michael Irvin. He found a receiver 10 times better than Michael Irvin. Numbers, 0 playoff wins. You do realize T.O. didn't win a playoff game. I think the last playoff game T.O. won is when they came back and beat the Giants. They were down. Remember that at the end when the Giants long snapper messed up the field goal. Tunch Ilkin there just brought him in, and then they threw the ball trying to. Anyway, the 49ers were down. It's the year we lost to Tampa. The 49ers were down in that game.
I do. Yes.
T.O. had a great game bringing them back. They won that game. Then they went to Tampa and lost the next week. Tampa came to us. But I believe that's the last postseason game T.O. played in. The Tampa game. The Giant one is the last one he lost. He never played in the
Super Bowl
is the last postseason game. I forgot about that. You're right. I'm thinking about leading up to the postseason.
Where he had as many catches as Nelson Aguilar in the Super
Bowl. Yes. My only point is this. He never won a playoff game in Dallas.
No.
Didn't win a playoff game those 3 years. Went to Buffalo for 1 year. Obviously, you're not winning there. You're not winning in Cincinnati. So my only point is that having T.O. didn't guarantee you were going to win the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. It just didn't. And by the way, the Eagles finally won a Super Bowl with receivers half as good as T.O. If they're on their best day, half as good as him. So we had that in our mind that that's what you need to win a Super Bowl with. Meanwhile, some 5'9" receiver won Super Bowl MVP. Named Deion Branch.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
That's the one he hit him on, too, right behind
him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I swear, guys, why I hate you.
Oh, I didn't know the details of
it. Oh, yeah. I know which one he's talking about.
So every time he plays flashes.
Yes, I know that's Deion Branch catching the ball behind me. Yes.
Yeah, Ike actually is looking at the Schuylkill, and Deion Branch is right behind him.
So my only point in saying that is it's not a knock on T.O. as a player. I'm just saying if you believe had the Eagles gave him what he wanted, it was going to work out. That's why I'm saying you guys are flawed in your logic because it wasn't going to work out.
But you know what? You may be right, but God, I would have liked to seen it. We just didn't get long enough with him.
Sure we would have.
We didn't get long enough with
him. Let's see, after 05, you went to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years and back to an NFC championship game.
215-592-9494. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged or you want to get engaged during the month of July, 5 years, no interest. 5 years of no interest. Get that diamond engagement ring right now and pay it off. No interest for 5 years. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Coming up, Ike, we'll continue this TO discussion. Don't go anywhere, people. But we have an answer on expanded playoffs in baseball. Did the union and the league agree to have expanded playoffs in baseball in 2020? We'll give you the answer coming up next. Mark Sinnerese on 94 WIP. A segment brought to you by Bradford White. How you heat your water matters. Choose the water heaters that are built to be the best. Choose Bradford White water heaters to find a professional installer. Oh! Mark Sinnerese. We are back. So the proposal that was out there that would expand playoffs to 16 teams has been approved by the union and now is subject only to a ratification by the owners. So as long as the owners are good with it, it will be for the 2020 postseason and only the 2020 postseason, not for 2021, just for this year, which I think is a good start, right? Maybe they won't put 16 in additional years, but this is awesome. Like, this is great news if you're a Phillies fan because it gives you that much better of a chance of being a playoff team.
Yep. I don't know how you can't like it.
Well, the owners will definitely say yes.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they want the postseason revenue to be up, right?
Yep.
All right, so there you go. So the real question now is that if you look at the National League, where the Phillies line up as far as being one of the eight teams? Is how much of a certainty is it that they would make it? Or like the Nationals and the Braves are going to be teams that you would say are better than the Phillies. The Dodgers.
Well, if they're down Soto for 2 weeks, well, however long he's out, he's like their really big offensive threat. Like Rendon's
the best offensive player, yeah.
Rendon's not there anymore, and he always killed the Phillies. Zimmerman's not there anymore.
Yeah, their starting pitching, though, is...
Right, it's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, but listen, hangover after the World Series, who knows, right? But, would you say that they're a playoff team now, Jack, going into it?
The Phillies? Yeah, I feel good about where they are. I mean, they haven't had any negative tests yet. Girardi's here. The pitching staff's the bullpens could be a disaster. But Wheeler's not missing a start with his baby, which is massive. I definitely feel pretty good. I just think that when you look at the NL East, is obviously loaded. I think the Mets are much improved. And then you have to play the AL East. It makes – if there's only 10 teams, it makes that daunting. Now that there's more spots open, it's going to make it a little bit easier.
Mm. So there you have it. And then the season starts tomorrow right here on 94 WIP. And we'll have a special opening day show along with Charlie Manuel Appreciation Day tomorrow on the Mark Sinnerese Show. Hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have let's go to Bill in Magnolia. Bill, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Well, this is my thing on T.O. I didn't want him to come to town anyway to begin with. And I feel about the same way as the return of Deshaun Jackson.
You didn't want T.O. to come to town? You didn't like bringing in somebody with that type of temperament? Or
to me, T.O., and he's a punk. And if I had a chance to, like you were saying earlier, he came into our place and, destroyed a lot of stuff that you were sharing Christmas and family and all that. Yep. Why didn't somebody jack his butt up?
Well, Hugh Douglas tried to.
Huh?
Hugh Douglas, he tried to.
Well, what happened?
Well, it didn't go as planned, probably, but from what I heard.
If I was the size of Runyon, man, I'd be all over him.
Well, you know what it was, Bill, and I wasn't here. And if I'm being fair, I don't know how I would have reacted to it. I would imagine I would have been more team oriented than I am, taking a guy's side who just got here, because that's not something that we're used to around here. So I'm more or less going to ride with Donovan and the organization. I'm certainly going to ride with Donovan, even if I'm not riding with Joe Banner in the front office, right? Like, coming after one of my friends is different than attacking the front office because they won't pay you. See, that's two different things to me. And that's where I think he was completely out of line with the whole Donovan stuff.
Okay. Well, I got another question for you, Ike.
Yep, go ahead.
Now, let's say, all right, now he's a TO or whoever signed a contract, and he's an employee of the team now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, even before his contract is up, and they want more money. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? if you sign a contract, you play it out, and then you decide, then you get more money. Until then, you shouldn't be able to play.
Well, that's how it works in the other three sports. It doesn't work like that in football.
It shouldn't work like that in any sport, in anything.
Well, what the difference is when you sign a contract in the other sports, you know you're going to get the entire contract. The money is guaranteed. In football, the money isn't worth the paper that it's written on. I mean, like the contract is written up on. So I'm not saying T.O. was right for wanting to redo his contract, but contracts get redone. Like they get torn up. And get
guys
redone.
Get cut, Bill. Like when you sign a contract, they're not guaranteed. So if they're not guaranteed, the team doesn't have to honor them. Then a player, if he outperforms the contract, why shouldn't he be able to say the same thing?
I just don't understand how an employee can tell the employer what he's going to do and what he's not going to do.
Well, they can't. Just that's like and appreciate the call, Bill. That's just like here. Like we could still be whacked. They may still owe us money, but. We can sign a contract doesn't mean we're guaranteed to be here the length of the contract.
Yeah, it's an NFL contract.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Without signing bonuses and things like that. Yeah, yes. I mean, that's how – I mean, I always look at it like this from this perspective. And T.O. aside, like, if guys don't perform, they get cut, right? Like, if a team can cut them and they're not performing to the salary, they get cut. Mm-hmm. So when guys like Brian Westbrook will use an example that are severely underpaid, then, yeah, I feel like that they should be able to say, hey, listen, I've outperformed this contract. I need more money. And that happens routinely in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Now, some teams don't do it, and they'll butt heads, and they'll try to work it out. Malcolm wanted more money. The Eagles weren't tearing up the contract for him. I mean, that's just kind of the way it works out. It depends on leverage and things like that. But, you know, that's the NFL. I mean, Ike, I'm sure you guys would have loved guaranteed contracts.
Of course we would.
Let's go to Ja'Cory in Florida. Our buddy Ja'Cory in Florida listening on the radio.com app. Ja'Cory.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Ja'Cory?
What's up, Jay, man?
Man, chilling, man. Man.
Yeah.
I know you was watching that DMX and Snoop Dogg versus last night.
I was all in, Ja'Cory, from the beginning to the end, brother. I stayed until they completely went off the air.
I know, man. Hey, DMX was good, man. He looked in good spirits. He was having fun.
Looked healthy, didn't he? Looked healthy.
Yeah.
His belly looked healthy,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
Man, he looked like a nose guard out there. But
who you giving it to last night, Ja'Cory? Who you giving it to real quick?
I've seen Snoop by at least two or three. I think when X got away from the first and second album,
yeah,
it kind of, you know, with Snoop was still on, you know, on his first album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was playing some of the cuts. I'm surprised Snoop didn't go more of his stuff with Pharrell. Sticking on,
yeah.
Like, you know, his death row stuff. So.
Yeah, I gave the edge to Snoop last night, and I'm a DMX fan. I'm a DMX guy over Snoop, even though I like Snoop. But Snoop, you could tell, was certainly more polished and ready to roll last night.
Yeah, both y'all got the bald head, so it's all good.
Yeah, get at me, dog.
But going back to this T.O. thing, man, I felt like I would have gave him his money, but I wouldn't have gave him a long-term contract. I would have at least would have gave him like a 2-year or a 3-year extension, but I would have got out that
original
deal last year.
Yeah,
because man, T.O. was like probably the best wide receiver around that time between him and Randy Moss.
Yeah, they were the two. Yep.
But
and don't forget Marvin Harrison.
Yeah,
those were the top three right there. Those
can't
were the
forget
top
Marvin
three.
Harris.
Yeah, you better not forget him, Ja'Cory.
Yeah, but
well, he's in Florida.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But man, Marvin Harrison was cool, but he wasn't like T.O. of
yeah.
But
they were the big receivers. Yeah, Marvin Harrison was a smaller guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ja'Cory.
Yeah, but all right.
Be good, man. Take care. Yeah, I mean, Harrison was—they're just a little bit different. Now, you always say,
of receivers.
Yeah, you always say that you thought T.O. was better than Moss because he was more of a game
more
breaker.
Complete receiver.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll say it to this day. T.O. Say it to this day, wasn't a route that he couldn't run. He could run after the catch. He was stronger. He can go up and contest balls. Randy Moss was a freak at wide receiver. 6'4", ran a 4.3. I think maybe even ran a 4.2. Just naturally gifted.
Could jump up in the air.
Naturally gifted as an athlete. And you can't go wrong with either one. But my preference was T.O. T.O. played hard all the time. T.O. didn't quit when he went to Oakland.
Yeah, like if T.O. goes to Oakland in 05, he's not putting up only 1,000 yards and then only 500 yards in the following season.
Like he basically went out to Oakland and quit.
Yeah. Yeah, T.O. might cause problems out there in Oakland, but he's going on the field and going crazy.
Man, and practice the same way. Practice game mode.
Is that what he was like in practice?
Man, catch a slant route and run 70 yards and don't care. Most guys will run 20 yards and go back to the huddle, you know, because we're all the way at the other end of the field. Him, he's catching it and running all the way to the house.
You know who else did that?
Darren Sproles.
Jordan Matthews.
J-Matt, it took him an extra minute or so to get down there, though.
Yeah, it took him a little longer.
J-Matt. Yeah, Doug.
Because remember the first training camp, Matthews was at all the beat reporters were like, haven't seen a receiver finish like this since T.O.
Right. Oh, I didn't even remember Jordan did that. So I know. I think Darren Sproles used to do that too.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, but
that's why Doug has to give him a ball for the entire possession for the last 4 years of his career.
We get that Darren Sproles package up here. And, time to go.
Frank Reich's like, please, no.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, Lord, he's going to the Sproles package.
Oh, get out of here.
Hey, just to pause from this for a second, did you see that Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. are going to be having an exhibition match, an 8-round exhibition fight? Like, good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea.
Are they going to fight with headgear, or is this going to be?
I hope so, for Roy's sake. They better have headgear on. I haven't even seen what Roy Jones looks like. I've just seen what Mike Tyson looks like.
And that's why what you say is right.
Yeah, Roy better have a damn better have headgear on.
Well, and Mike better not try to go in there trying to kill him, because he might be able to. Like you said,
it all depends on how Roy plays it. You hit Mike the wrong way, his reaction, what do you think he's going to do? Love tap you?
Because the last thing I remember from Roy as a boxer was that he wasn't in the same kind of shape. He lost his speed. I mean, in his heyday, Roy Jones was awesome. He's one of the great fighters of that generation.
Tyson is 53. Dude, this is a pillow fight. I can't even believe you're really discussing this, dude. You think these guys are actually going in there to hurt each other?
So you have no interest?
I'll watch it if it's on, but it's a pillow fight between 50-year-olds.
Who would have a better chance of coming back and being better, Tyson or Terrell Owens right now?
Terrell Owens.
Yeah, T.O.
Yeah, you put Tyson in there with one of those young boys, it won't be pretty.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Him in there with Wilder or one of the other heavyweights,
exactly.
They'll kill him.
Tyson Fury, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be pretty.
No, T.O., I actually think he could compete. You put him out there.
Well, and then they don't hit anybody anymore, so yeah, he can run around.
He would love that.
It's like 7-on-7 to him.
Let's make things right.
Bring back.
Who would you rather bring back, Shady or T.O.?
Shady.
Come on, man. T.O. T.O.'s better than Shady right now.
You guys are so over the top with T.O.
Listen, the T.O. thing, right?
I feel so over the top.
No, but we finally reached a point where we're not talking about bringing him back, even if we know it's a BS conversation. We did that for years.
He has been out for a decade.
Right? Like, I think the Giants, even last year, were still having the conversation because they needed a wide receiver because they lost so many guys.
He's the new Herschel Walker.
Yes.
Well, Chad Johnson for a long time, too, was also brought up all the time. But T.O., I feel like it's finally reached a point where you're not going to say, hey, you need a wide receiver. You know, T.O.'s working out. And then he'll do a radio show saying he's ready to play, and then it starts all the rumors and everything.
No rumors, just people on Twitter talking. No real rumors in NFL circles.
All right. Well, maybe not a real rumor, but a rumor, nevertheless. All right, back to the phones. Mike in Lafayette. Hell, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, Mikey.
What's up, Mike?
All I got to say is I'd take T.O. or Donovan McNabb any day of the week. And when all this was going on, I'm a big T.O. fan. And all I remember is when Donovan McNabb was walking up and down them sidelines soaking like a big baby, and T.O. was trying to talk to him, and he kept ignoring him and wouldn't even talk to him. That was it. Because T.O. was the hardest working receiver in the league, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with that. Yes, sir. Yep.
And in the Super Bowl, he was hurt, and he still was one of the best players on the field.
No, he was the best player on the field.
Right. There you go. And if you would have had T.O. the next year healthy, forget about it. I'd take it any day of the week. I would have gave him anything he wanted.
Yeah, see, and here's the crazy part about that. In 7 games, he was averaging 109 yards a game.
Yeah.
He had 6 touchdowns in 7 games, 763 yards in 7 games. So even then, see, this is what I'm trying to tell everybody. Donovan didn't freeze him out.
Yeah.
Donovan didn't freeze him out after you disrespected him all offseason, disrespected him in training camp. He didn't come in and say, I'm not throwing a ball to him. He didn't say that. He had 109 yards receiving per game. And when he's asked, because where the team is at the time, if you had Brett Favre as the quarterback, would you be in first place? Instead of just not taking the bait and saying, you know what? Me and Donovan got some real good chemistry going on. It's not about all the quarterback position. We need to get some other things fixed. We're close. I've seen what this team looks like when it's clicking on all cylinders. We just need – no, he said he took the easy answer that he wanted to answer, which was yes. Because even though he's getting touchdowns, catches, receptions on his way to the Pro Bowl, he still wasn't happy. So imagine what that was like throughout the week. Headphones on, don't speak to anybody, sunglasses in the building, eat by yourself. Coaches still got to draw up a game plan for you to throw you the ball because you give us the best chance to win. Mm-hmm. Even though you disrespected the quarterback, he still throws you the ball. He still throws the ball where it's supposed to go. You still weren't happy.
Yeah, but that was after he wasn't paid. That's after he wasn't compensated for being the best wide receiver in the game.
You keep going to that, and that's fine. That's fine, but you lose that argument when you think that money was going to make him happy.
Might have bought you some time.
Time to what?
What, was he happy in 2004?
Time for what?
To feel respected and to feel that he was valued and paid like the top receiver in football or one of the top receivers in football.
That didn't keep him happy in Dallas. That didn't keep him happy in Dallas, he was one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. It wasn't a bad contract. Got $34 million in 3 years. So he had a great contract in Dallas for back then. Still wasn't happy.
Well, I think
it's – But to his point, like, it buys him more time.
And I'm asking you, what did you win?
But that team was better. The Eagles were better.
Donovan was playing with a sports hernia in 05. He couldn't finish the season, so you weren't going to win anything in 05.
He got hurt, unfortunately. But you can't just say he's going to get hurt. Maybe he doesn't get hurt that year if T.O. is there. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you don't know he's going to get hurt heading into the season. You can't plan your team around that. Unfortunately, Donovan got hurt.
No, I'm talking about the convenient explanation or dream world you guys are in of trying to say you were going to win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you, I don't know for sure. I'm just going based on if you think money was – that's all I'm doing, Jack. I'm going by the fact that he got his money because we seem to think the money would have made him happy and there wouldn't have been any issues and they would have gone on and won a Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, a team gave him his money. He got his money. He got touches. He got Pro Bowls. He got touchdowns, catches. And he ripped the quarterback.
Yeah, he can never help himself.
He ripped the – that's all I'm going off of. That's all I'm going off of is there's an example of him getting exactly what he wanted, and he still wind up being unhappy and becoming a divisive force in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you're right.
That's all I'm going off of.
And, Ike, it would have happened in Philadelphia. It was just a matter of when it would have happened,
yes.
Right? Ended up happening in 2005. If you give him the new contract, and I think this is the counter argument, if you give him the new contract, maybe it doesn't happen in 2005. Inevitably, it's going to happen. Inevitably, he's going to butt heads with everybody. There's no doubt about it. But when Joe Banner, when the GM says that these are your options, and we're going to be clear about this, here are your options. Play under the existing contract or don't play at all.
Yes.
There are your two options. That's not the right way to address the situation.
Sure
with
it is.
Well, you can see
what
the
– mean with him? I'm trying to figure out – fine, great individual talent. I'm trying to figure out where his talent led you to a championship somewhere that you're supposed to adhere to what he wants and give him what he wants. Where did his production lead to a title somewhere? That he gets that cachet.
It didn't.
Coming to an organization that had gone to 3 conference championship games without him. Like, how do you go to that organization and say, give me what I want, and they're supposed to do it?
Well, you'll hear from Joe Banner coming up next. On our show a couple months ago, I believe it was Andy Reid Appreciation Day, he addressed the T.O. situation. So we will hear what Joe Banner said, his answer in full on what happened there.
He's absolutely right that it would have set a bad precedent in that locker room. with other guys because they would have wanted to do the same thing.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. It is judgment week today. T.O. and the Eagles. Should the Eagles have paid Terrell Owens? Did they make a mistake? We'll talk about it more coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, if you're a homeowner like me, it's like you're the manager of a team, and the appliances and the equipment in your home, they're your players. And when one of your players isn't doing their job, you got to either fix it or you take it out of the game. And if your water heater is one of your players and it isn't getting it done, well, you know what you have to do. If it's not consistently bringing the heat, you got to yank it out of the game. And then what do? Well, it's time to trade your past its prime water heater for a new Bradford White water heater. They're built to be the best with reliable performance you can count on every day. Just ask any plumbing pro and they'll tell you Bradford White water heaters are the real deal. So if you have a family of demanding fans that need lots of hot water like mine, bring in an ace, a Bradford White water heater. Bradford White's line of water heaters are versatile. They have a model to fit any need, whether it's gas or electric, tank or tankless. They'll get your home back in the game with all the hot water your home needs. And you don't need an agent to get a Bradford White. Just ask your plumbing professional. They can suggest the right model for you and professionally install it too. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you. Bradford White water heaters, pro hot water performance for your home, built to be the best.